This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russia has started evacuating personnel from all of its diplomatic facilities in Ukraine. That's according to Russia's TASS news agency. Ukraine is now urging its citizens to leave Russia. Western leaders are worrying that the crisis in Ukraine is about to escalate. AP correspondent Mike Gracia says the next move is up to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Russian forces have moved into rebel-held areas in eastern Ukraine after Putin said he was recognizing the independence of the separatist regions. Led by the United States, Western powers drew the proverbial line in the sand, with President Joe Biden announcing
the first tranche of sanctions to impose costs on Russia.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken canceled talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov that would have been held in Geneva later this week.
Diplomacy now rejected by Russia does not make sense.
Ominously, Russian lawmakers have authorized Putin to use military force outside Russian borders. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Pentagon's approved the deployment of National Guard troops to Washington, D.C. as it prepares for trucker convoy protests over COVID restrictions. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's approved the request for 700 unarmed National Guard troops who would assist with traffic control and other ancillary duties, but not law enforcement or surveillance. Groups of truckers are expected to arrive before March 1st, before President Biden's State of the Union address. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A new UN report just out this morning is warning that our warming planet and changes to land use patterns mean more wildfires will scorch large parts of the globe in coming decades. Ford is recalling some Mustangs to fix backup camera displays that go blank or become distorted. This is AP News. Now to your money. The AP's Julie Walker.
Global stock markets and Wall Street futures rebound over sanctions on Russia for sending troops into Ukraine. London and Frankfurt opened higher. Shanghai, Hong Kong, and Seoul advanced. Japanese markets were closed for a holiday. Oil prices edged higher on unease about possible disruption to Russian supplies. Yesterday, the S&P lost 1%, putting the broad market index in correction territory. The Nasdaq sank 1.2%, and the Dow closed down 1.4%. I'm Julie Walker.
The number of new COVID cases is down around the world, down 21% just in the past week, according to the World Health Organization, the third week in a row that COVID cases have dropped. The number of COVID deaths fell 8% worldwide, the first time that weekly deaths have fallen since early January. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.